Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 26th of October. The US Brexit wannabe of fiscal talks has still not produced a conclusion. This is not necessarily a surprise to financial markets, which are now more focused on what fiscal stimulus to expect in January, once the various elections are over. Instead, financial markets seem to be more torn on the issue of the pandemic at the moment. Italy and Spain have announced further restrictions, and a number of US states are seeing a significant increase in cases. On the other hand, there have been positive noises on the Oxford University vaccine, and the UK government is considering reducing the time required for isolation below 14 days. Markets, of course, focus on the economic consequences of all this news. None of it seems to be dramatic enough to change the direction of economies at this stage, but clearly specific sectors of economies may be affected by new regulations. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer strategy of stopping people being outdoors after dark, already adopted by French President Macron, is now being embraced by Spain and Italy. This is, of course, bad news for bars and restaurants, but more positive news for supermarkets and providers of home entertainment. Talks in the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce process have been extended. There cannot be anyone who is in any way surprised by this. The deadline is now Wednesday, but Wednesday is not the last possible moment to do a deal, and so the deadline will probably have to be extended again. Deals with the EU can only ever be done at the last possible moment. The data calendar is pretty quiet at the start of the week. It gets more interesting, if not perhaps more informative, later in the week with things like US third quarter GDP being released. Today, there is the German IFO Business Confidence Survey. Opinion polls are not reality, and business confidence surveys are not faithful representations of what is actually happening in the economy. Although, to be fair, the German surveys do tend to be more accurate than the others. There is evidence that business confidence surveys simply follow the tone of the media fairly closely, so today's data should be viewed as a reflection of recent newspaper headlines. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.